This is Rumble in the Morning on FM
99. Random facts to know and share here on a Friday.
Yeah, babe.
Oh, yeah, babe. Let's see. Canada, New Zealand, and Australia have all removed their 1 cent coins from circulation.
Wow.
Long time there's been a movement in the U.S. to do the same thing.
Yeah. Well, it costs more to make a penny than they're actually worth.
It does.
And it has forever. Yep.
Yeah, but it always has. It's not about how much it's worth. It's about how many times you can use it.
Right, sure.
Really, that's where the cost benefit's going to come in. But I get it. Penny costs three times its own value just to pump one out.
Yeah.
But you have to make them sturdy enough to stay in circulation. So, you're going to pay a cost. I bet we get our money back on $100 bills, though. I bet it costs a lot less than $100 to make a single $100 bill.
That's a good point.
We probably get our dough back there, my guess. Human beings have explored less than 5% of the world's ocean floors.
Yeah. Less than
5. Think about that.
And they say most of the gold's down there.
Is that right?
That's what they say.
I see that. I watch that show sometimes. What's the gold mining show? They do it in the Arctic.
Glory hole?
Glory hole.
You got it, right? Yeah, that's it.
You're laughing, but there was a glory hole show, was there not?
Yeah, glory hole though was those are oil mines.
Oh,
or oil wells. All right,
sorry,
oil mines.
Wrong glory hole. I apologize.
Yeah, it's like Arctic gold or some nonsense.
Yeah.
Arctic
hole.
They suck the gold off the ocean floor.
Big frozen Arctic hole.
Yeah. You go up to an igloo with a glory hole in it.
Yeah.
And you try not to, if you touch it, you're going to stick to it.
Yeah.
So you got to just be chill.
Rules.
And don't, if it's too spitty,
yeah,
it's going to glue you.
I'm more of a burrito warmer kind of guy.
No, isn't the burrito getting warmed?
Yes.
I was hoping.
Yeah. Oh.
In the second presidential election ever, both parties picked George Washington as their nominee.
Oh.
Guess who won?
I'm guessing Washington.
GW. Yeah. He won with 100% of the vote. There was a Saturday morning cartoon. This is so random. It's just stupid. There was a Saturday morning cartoon in 1977 and 1978 called The Robonic Stooges.
What?
Yeah. Featured the Three Stooges characters as bionic future crime fighters. Drugs, man. They must... You imagine how high you had to be to think of that and then go through with it. But no worse than Adult Swim. You know, the French fries are talking to me. The milkshake.
Yeah. Aqua Team Hunger Force, yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, the Stooges weren't random enough. We had to make them further.
Bionic, not robotic.
Bionic.
So the that amalgam of man
now
and
we
machine.
Have
and,
yeah. Ants in my eyes, Johnson,
who can't see the cartoon because he has ants in his eyes. The John Denver song "Take Me Home, Country Roads" was actually written about the state of Maryland.
I thought it was confusing.
Wait.
Yeah, it was. However, and according to this, now this is what gets me. This is from a publication called the Georgetown Voice. That's where the fun fact comes from. It reads, but the writers changed the lyrics to West Virginia since they thought that sounded more poetic. Okay, I'll go with that.
Yeah, West Virginia, almost heaven, Maryland.
Yeah, right.
You got that hard D at the end of that thing.
You're missing a syllable.
Yeah, you want to end in a vowel.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought he wrote his own songs.
I did too.
This says the writers. Who are the writers?
Yeah. I don't know.
That's John Denver.
That just makes me very sad. And I feel like
the song was about Western Virginia.
It's allegedly, well, everything in that song is in Virginia for sure.
Yeah.
Not West Virginia.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like I've been lied to my whole life.
I know. Everything is wrong.
All right, let's see.
Everything you know.
It was written by Bill Danoff, Taffy Nivert, and John Denver.
Okay.
So John wrote the music, I'm guessing.
Yeah, probably.
I can see that.
All right, that could happen. Sure. Makes some sense.